Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, soy Lizzie.
Alan here.
Newbie Series, lesson number 11.
Let's eat. Hey people, my name is Alan LaRue.
I am Lizzie Estoliar.
And we'd like to welcome you to the 11th lesson of the Newbie Series in SpanishPod101.com.
If you are new to the game or just want to catch up on your Spanish, this is the place to do it.
That's right, Lizzie. Here we cover vocabulary, usage, and grammar.
And then show you how this actually apply in Spanish of Latin America and Spain.
So, Lizzie, what are we going to talk about today?
Food.
Oof, a favorite topic of mine, and I'm sure of yours as well.
Definitely. What are we doing today?
Well, today we're going to look at expressions used in the beginning of a meal. That is the bon appetit of Spanish.
And where does our conversation take place?
Well, this conversation takes place in a restaurant in Oaxaca, Mexico, where Manuel and Luisa are served lunch.
Be sure to check out the vocabulary list in the PDF for this lesson, which has a column showing the root of each word.
Roots are little hints of meaning, and they're well worth learning. Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
Aquí tiene su chimichanga con mole, señor. Servido.
Gracias. Se ve rica.
Y para usted, señora, aquí tiene su burrito de carne, servida.
Gracias, señor. Se ve sabroso.
Buen provecho.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente. Aquí tiene su chimichanga con mole, señor. Servido.
Gracias. Se ve rica.
Y para usted, señora, aquí tiene su burrito de carne, servida.
Gracias, señor. Se ve sabroso.
Buen provecho.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Aquí tiene su chimichanga con mole, señor, servido.
Here you have your chimichanga with mole, sir. There you are.
Gracias. Se ve rica.
Thank you. It looks delicious.
Y para usted, señora, aquí tiene su burrito de carne, servida.
And for you, ma'am, here you have your beef burrito. There you are.
Gracias, señor. Se ve sabroso.
Thank you, sir. It looks tasty.
Buen provecho.
Bon appetit. Mmm, mole, I love it.
Me too. Have you ever been to Mexico and had real mole, Alan?
You know, I have been to Mexico. I went to Mexico City about 10 years ago. What a fantastic experience. That city is big.
Mmm, bueno, yo no he estado en México, pero aquí sí he comido unos tacos riquísimos y unas sincronizadas, que es lo que me encanta. Sincronizadas de jamón y queso, wow, lo máximo.
Is that a Mexican dish, sincronizada?
Sí, 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 totalmente.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago they opened a Taco Bell in Lima. Do you remember that?
Sí.
And I think it lasted about 6 months and then it went bankrupt. I don't think Peruvians could figure out why they had to spend so much money for beans. Okay, now we'll look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. First word.
El.
The.
El, el.
Next we have.
La.
The.
La, la.
Now we'll listen to.
Ver.
To see.
Ver, ver.
Next we have.
Servido, servida.
There you are. Served.
Servido, servida. Servido. Servida.
Then we have
sabroso, sabrosa.
Tasty, flavorful.
Sabroso, sabrosa. Sabroso, sabrosa.
And lastly,
buen provecho.
Bon appetit.
Buen provecho. Buen provecho.
Lizzie, you know what else is really delicious in Mexico?
¿Qué?
A burrito.
El burrito está rico.
The burrito is delicious. Hey, let's look at the word el.
The word el, without an accent, means the for masculine nouns in the singular. In the plural, it changes to los.
Right. So how would we say it if there are more than one burrito, which I hope there is?
So if there were more than one burrito, we would say los burritos.
This is an important article to remember, people, because it's associated with all singular masculine nouns.
Let's flip the switch. The next word we're going to look at today is la.
Lizzie, how about an example with la?
La chimichanga está rica también.
The chimichanga is delicious too.
The word la means the for feminine nouns in the singular.
Right. It is the feminine counterpart to el. In the plural, la changes to las.
So, if we were going to talk about more than one chimichanga,
we would say las chimichangas.
Again, this article is so very important because it's associated with all feminine nouns.
Okay, the next vocabulary word is ver. Lizzie, would you give us an example with ver, please?
La comida se ve bien.
The food looks good. This is a case of a passive verb conjugation.
Let's wait until a future lesson to get into that, okay?
Okay, sure. But for now, let's just look at the form se ve. Lizzie, how could we translate that?
Literally, this means it is seen, but we translate it as it looks, in the sense of it appears.
Okay, this brings us to the last expression today, which is buen provecho.
Aquí está la comida. Buen provecho.
Here's the food. Bon appétit. I like how we just translated Spanish into French for English speakers.
Well, isn't that a French word used all the time in English?
Yep, that it is. In fact, in English, we don't really have a good expression for it, except maybe enjoy.
So, buen provecho literally means good gain or good advantage. But in Spanish, it's used to say bon appetit. It also has its counterpart in Spanish, buen apetito.
Both of these phrases are used in the same way, at the moment when food is served. But I think buen provecho is more common. What would you say, Liz?
Así es, buen provecho es muy común. Y eso tiene su respuesta, que es servido.
That's right. So if you want to wish somebody bon appetit, you say provecho. And if you are the person who's sitting down and eating, you would say, ah, gracias, servido. Now, let's move on and have a more thorough look at the grammar used in this lesson.
Today, we're going to focus on the expressions servido and buen provecho.
Sounds good.
The word servido literally means served.
But in Spanish, it's used to say, there you go, or here you go.
Buen provecho, on the other hand, is generally used like we say bon appetit in English. That is, at the moment when food is served to someone.
Lizzie, can you take us back to where servido appeared in the conversation?
Aquí tiene su chimichanga con mole, señor. Servido.
Here you have your chimichanga with mole, sir. There you go. Now, the word servido is interesting.
Why?
Because it's like saying be served as opposed to help yourself.
Yeah. Also, if this word is said to a man, then servido is used. And if it's said to a woman, then servida is used.
That's right. Servido for a man, servida for a woman.
Okay.
This expression shows courtesy for other people and humbleness on the part of the server.
Okay, now let's look at the expression buen provecho.
As in...
Aquí tiene su sopa, buen provecho.
Here you have your soup, bon appetit.
Right, so at the moment when someone is served, buen provecho is said to let them know that you hope they enjoy their meal.
This too is used mainly as a courtesy and to show politeness. However, there's another usage for this phrase too.
Right. Tengo que salir. Gracias. Buen provecho.
I have to leave. Thank you. Enjoy. So, this is the case when you have to get up from the table before the rest of your guests, for one reason or another.
Saying buen provecho here is more like saying enjoy the rest of your meal than saying bon appetit. Many times, the saying is shortened to provecho in this case.
That's right. Remember, politeness is important in Latin America and Spain. Let me give you kind of an example here, Lizzie. That in a restaurant, if you are getting up from your table, and as you're leaving, and for example, it's a small restaurant, and there's only a few other tables there, It's pretty common to tell the people who you've never met, you've never spoken to, but they're sitting there eating. As you leave the room, you say, buen provecho, and they'll say, gracias.
Así es, Alan, comparto esa idea. That's right, you never want to get up without excusing yourself.
That wouldn't be good. Lizzie, what would happen if someone did that?
Sería un malcriado y se ve horrible.
That's right, it wouldn't look good at all. Okay, folks, this brings us to the end of today's lesson.
See how the same conversation is changed in our original series.
That's right, this lesson was created in tandem with Costa Rican 11, Iberian 11, and Peruvian 11.
Be sure to check out the vocabulary lists with audio in the Learning Center at SpanishPod101.com. Also, ask us a question in the forum or leave us a comment.
See you soon.
Nos vemos pronto. Chao.